The college experience, Alabama Crimson Tide at the Kentucky Wildcats. College basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if that isn't enough, send in your first bet slip and you'll get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, betteredge.com, promo code SGP. Welcome to the college experience, Alabama Crimson Tide at the Kentucky Wildcats college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking a dandy. All of a sudden, a dandy in the SEC. Only three unbeaten teams left in the Southeastern Conference, within the conference, I'm saying. Not obviously not overall. And Kentucky, who a team that was horrible out at a conference, has kind of found a little bit of Calipari starting to get the wheels going here. I mean, Kentucky out the gates, they beat Morehead State, but after that, they lost to Richmond, Kansas, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, North Carolina, and Louisville, and it was looking horrible. And boy, did they need that huge win Saturday, January 2nd against Mississippi State in double overtime. They got that win. Then they followed that up with a 3-point win against Vanderbilt at home, where they hit a huge three with about 25 seconds left, if memory serves me correct. Then they followed that up with a blowout win at Florida, and they seem to be coming together, but that's why, look at these next set of games they got. Alabama, who currently, I think, more battle tested, but or as far as wins goes. Auburn, who rebuilding, they've admitted that. At Georgia, who's been playing better, then home to LSU, at Bama again, playing Bama again, then Texas, then Missouri, then Tennessee. Good luck. Good luck. But they've been playing a lot better ball, like a lot better ball. So, I mean, you look at this Crimson Tide team, they're 9-3. They got a couple, weird losses in there. Stanford, they lost by 18 to Stanford. They lost to a good, Stanford's going to be, I think they're going to be fringe March Madness team dancing. They'll be Ted dancing and up maybe in March. They beat Clemson by eight. They lost to Clemson by eight. And Clemson's proven to be a really good team in the ACC this year. That might be their conference to win perhaps. And then Western Kentucky, Rick Stansbury squad by two. So Western Kentucky, I do expect them to be dancing in March. So perhaps three tournament teams. So you look at the wins, then you say, okay, they beat Providence by 17, and I think Providence is solid. They beat a good Furman team by three. The SEC conference play started. They took down Ole Miss by 18. They took down Tennessee at Tennessee by eight. They took down Florida by 15. They took down Auburn by four in the rivalry game there. And now comes this Kentucky game. Now, before I get into the line and the breakdown of the game, you'll wonder when this plane left. Are they in Lexington right now? Is the question. I'm recording this the night that Alabama just won the college football Invitational national championship. So, if they're still in Tuscaloosa, you know, they're partying, you know, they're fucking partying. They might even still be partying even if they're in Kentucky. So if that flight leaves tomorrow morning, but I imagine they probably got there today and that might save them. That might save them, but food for thought. So you break this game down. All right. And from the start, two completely different teams. And that's what's compelling about this matchup. Really, when I break it down, is you see a team that, okay, you got Alabama, which I believe is 15th in the nation in tempo. They got the old Paul Westfall philosophy. You know, it takes them 14 seconds to get a shot off. So that's essentially what they're getting the shot clock. The shot clock's what, 30. So you're getting it off with 16 seconds left. Pretty crazy. And then at the same time, you got Kentucky, who loves to play it slow, 238th in adjusted tempo. So something's got to give there. Right. But one of the things that stands out to me about Alabama, aside from their talent, is their defense. Alabama defense has been really good this year. I believe what they allowed Auburn to score just 1 point per possession. I mean, that's really good. Now, that from the start, I think that is the thing Calipari is going to focus on most, is probably the tempo for Alabama, because that could be an issue. I mean, but Brandon Boston, DJ Boston started to play some ball. Last game he played good. Same with Keon Brooks, had a great game against Florida, I believe 12 points. And then you got Sarr, who's probably, I think coming into it, we were like, oh, he's the best player on the team. 11 points per game, 6 boards. Those guys are all going to be key. And if anything, I think, you know, cause Alabama is a guard heavy team, but Alabama 4 guys in double digits, by the way. But Herbert Jones, the forward, that matchup of Jones against Sarr and Brooks potentially, really could be something there. Also Jordan Bruner, solid contributor as well for the Crimson Tide at the forward spot with 8 points per game and about 6 boards, 1.3 blocks. But what impresses me about this Alabama, I'll be honest, I did not think they would come. I took them to cover that Tennessee game. That was impressive. Them coming in there is really, they're so athletic and fast. It's like a track meet, I feel like. And a lot of that has to do with their guard play. Jaden Shackelford, Javon Quinterly, those guys, John Petty Jr. They have studs at guards, which is traditionally what you like in college basketball. Especially some of them experienced. Now Kentucky's kind of the opposite with Boston, Clark, and Mintz. I mean, those are all good guards. Don't get me wrong, but they're very inexperienced. Askew's been playing solid. I feel like a little bit better as the season's progressed. So that's going to be a compelling match. The guards, and then I mean, look, there's only guards and forwards. I can't beat this enough, because you could say that for any fucking game, but. I'm going to say if Kentucky can basically slow the tempo down, that's the key, I think, for Kentucky to win this game. And also Alabama, both these teams aren't great shooting teams. They really aren't. But Alabama kind of lives and dies by the three. Nate Oates, you know, been a good coach at Buffalo, and I think he's doing a great job this season. But they've attempted twice as many 3-pointers as Kentucky has this season. So, and they haven't been amazing, but I feel like when they get the 3-ball going, this team is really hard to beat. Really hard to beat the way that they play defense, the way their athleticism, cutting to the basket, grabbing rebounds. I think they're really hard to beat, and I think they could be a really dangerous tournament team, to tell you the truth, if they can get that 3 going. But obviously the return of Keon Brooks was huge for Kentucky. And I think that was a big key to them beating Florida, but Florida also, I do think not to discredit Kentucky, because I think there is some momentum going here. But Florida, no Keontae Johnson, they're just not that talented. I locked up Bama against Florida because I thought, no way. And they had been overachieving right after that incident, which kudos to White and the Gators for doing that. But overall, I'm like, man, when I look at them in the SEC, which I think is up for grabs, especially with some of Kentucky's early struggles. But hey, Kentucky's 3-0 in conference now. But I think it's up for grabs. I think, I mean, Bama, Arkansas, LSU, Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm even forgetting Missouri. You know, I think it's completely up for grabs. It's going to be really compelling to see. And I, you know, I mentioned this on the Duke preview, is Coach K perhaps turning around. Well, Calipari doing the same thing. And we kind of figured that. So as the season progressed, we knew that that was the issue. How fast can he get them going? You know, because they're a young team. Yes, sure, they got some transfers in here, but, and I saw they just landed Toshibe. But how fast can they get it going is the real question. So, and it seems like, look, that win against Florida, I know I just discredited that because I don't think Florida's that good, but that's still a huge win. You went on the road, got that win, and to making the plays, you know, winning's contagious. They beat the Mississippi State double overtime, found a way to get that win. And then the Vandy win. Look, I know Vandy's not good, but to find a way to get, just sometimes the it's not working out for you. Before, they would have lost that game. But I'll tell you this, they better get ready, because this gauntlet that they got to run through after this, good luck. And with them at what, 4-6 right now, I think they want them in the tournament. And I think the depth of the SEC will help their strength of schedule. So this is a huge game, though. Absolutely huge game for the Wildcats. Currently, this line is at, where are we at here? Where are we at? It opened up as a pick. Right now, it is Kentucky -2. So everyone riding the momentum of the Wildcats and maybe thinking about that Crimson Tide hangover from the football effect. So I said the key for Kentucky is to just slow them down. Slow them down, and really make them get cut down like the slashing. I feel like Bama is such a good athletic team at slashing and limit their possessions. So there's that for Alabama. The key to them is, I think, if they can play defense and play at the level they've been playing at and play their tempo, which I know I sound redundant here. But also, if they can hit the three, good luck, Kentucky. You're going to get blown out. So, going to be interesting to watch this. This is a must-watch game, I think, for me. I'm really intrigued by this matchup. As is Bama turning a corner? Is Kentucky perhaps turning a corner, and then they're still going to dominate the SEC? Really, really intriguing game here. Now, I'm going to say this: I am worried about the hangover option. And I know momentum is favoring Kentucky, but I just don't think that Florida was that good, and that Vandy and Mississippi State, they got those wins, but I think Alabama's a lot better than them. Give me the Crimson Tide, but I'm really excited to watch this game. I find it compelling, and I don't love this play here. So I'm going to say take Alabama, but as far as the day goes, and you'll see the spreadsheet that I put up at sportsgamblingpodcast.com where we handicap every single game. I don't think it's my favorite play, or I know it's not my favorite play, but I don't think it's even like towards the top of my favorite plays. So I will say, gun to my head, if you're going to bet this game, I think Bama is the correct side getting 2 points. You might also want to sprinkle some on the money line there. But yeah, excited to watch this one. Can't wait to watch it, guys. As I mentioned, we handicap every single college basketball game on the College Experience, every single college basketball and college football game. Division One for 4 years now. I've got it all on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Over 500 picking every game. I don't mean as a collective, but yes, as a collective as well. But over 500 picking every single game, each game of the year, each season. All right? Each season. Also, way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free. And we've been over 500 on our locks every single year, obviously, because we're over 500 with our... But... come on, you got no reason not to subscribe. We're giving you free money. Look, if it was 1 year, you could say, oh, these idiots just got lucky. Sure, I'd buy into that maybe. But at 4 years, we've never had a losing season. This, I mean, right now I'm fucking killing it. Killing it in college basketball. So get on board here and cash in. Come on, tell a friend. What the fuck? We don't charge for picks and we won't charge for picks. The only thing I'll try to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes? Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. We'd certainly appreciate it. And if you do that, make sure to take a screenshot of that review, tag me at the Colby D, and I will enter you in a raffle to win a David Stern like raffle to win a college experience t-shirt where you're guaranteed to win one. That t-shirt's going to have you looking better. You know what I mean? If you're in Kentucky and you're a big Wildcat fan, you're going to put that shirt on. You're going to go down to the local pizza joint. You know, you're going to step in there, order a slice. Some chick's going to say, "Hey, whoa, what is this new shiny fucking new shirt you got on?" Right? You say, "Oh, it's this podcast. I keep winning money." Right? And then you pull out, you show her the stack of money in your pocket. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, between the shirt and that stack of money, all of a sudden vibes are happening. All right. She's hearing fucking Marvin Gaye on the fucking jukebox, you know, and she takes you back by the pizzas, by the frozen area. You know, I used to work at a bar. I had an experience once in a beer cooler. So she's going to take you to the equivalent of that, that big ass refrigerator that they have at these joints. She's going to give you a Hummer of your lifetime all for wearing the college experience t-shirt and making some cash. So please get over there. Give us a 5-star review and make sure you take a screenshot. Send it to me. Find me on Twitter at @DColbyD. Send it there. Follow there. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. Give us all a follow and make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at @DSGP Network. Yes. All right. This is the college experience, guys. I say take the Bama. Take the Bama. I'm fucking drinking here. Take the Crimson Tide plus the 2 points. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.